We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, 7:30 here on a Monday morning. Veterans Day is being observed across the country today.
Veterans Day, which was formerly known as Armistice Day, is observed each year on November 11th. It was originally set as a legal holiday to honor the end of World War I, which officially took place on this day in 1918. 20 years later, legislation was passed that dedicated the day to honor World War I veterans and eventually became a day to honor American veterans of all wars. It's important to note the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day is this. Memorial Day honors service members who died in service to their country or as a result of injuries that were incurred during battle. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
As the holidays approach, you may be wondering if your gasoline prices are going to increase. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says
the seasonal gasoline demand curve doesn't care about holidays. In fact, sometimes holidays actually slow down demand because people drive somewhere and then stop, not consuming gasoline.
Lundberg says consumers always cut their demand when the weather is cold and there are fewer daylight hours. And police are investigating a shooting outside a Lawrence sports bar that left three people wounded.
Lawrence police say the shooting was reported around 2 a.m. Sunday outside the Players Sports Bar near 19th and Haskell on the city's east side. Officers found an injured man and woman with non-life-threatening injuries in the parking lot. A suspect in the shooting fled in a car but was stopped by police a few blocks away from the bar on East 23rd Street. The suspect was taken to a hospital with a life-threatening gunshot wound. A section of East 23rd Street remained closed Sunday morning as part of the investigation. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A former Lawrence police officer convicted of threatening another driver with a gun on a suburban Kansas City highway in a case of road rage has lost his peace officer's license.
The Kansas City Star reports that the license for 53-year-old Jeffrey Brian Holtzman was revoked last month. Holtzman was sentenced in August to 12 months probation for the October 2018 incident. He pleaded guilty in June to a reduced charge of criminal threat. The victim told police that he was driving on Interstate 435 near Interstate 35 when he honked at Holtzman for suddenly slowing down. The victim says Holtzman then pulled alongside him and pointed a handgun at him and his passenger. Holtzman resigned from the Lawrence Police Department the following month. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
While former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg ponders being a 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful, those already in the race are weighing in.
Bloomberg has filed a run in Alabama and has until Tuesday to file in Arkansas. Bernie Sanders, speaking in Iowa Saturday, said Bloomberg won't win by avoiding Iowa and
by avoiding New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada.
On Sunday, Kamala Harris, also in Iowa, said there's room for another competitor when he's ready to jump in.
I'm not going to tell anybody when they should or should not enter the race. As I've said before, hey, come on in, the water's warm.
Last week, a Fox News poll said only 6% of voters surveyed said they would vote for Bloomberg if he got in. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
SpaceX will be launching several internet satellites simultaneously today.
Elon Musk's SpaceX is today scheduled to hold its first launch from the Florida Space Coast in 3 months. One of their Falcon 9 rockets will be bringing to orbit a big payload called Starlink, and it's actually a collection of 60 smaller satellites that will be the next phase in an orbital network that will one day deliver low-cost, high-speed internet to every spot on planet Earth. SpaceX delivered the first batch of these devices to space last May. Next year, the company plans to hold 24 launches to bring up more parts of Starlink. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another early preview of winter to start the day with some areas of freezing drizzle and light snow, and that will lead to some slick spots on the road. This should clear out by late morning, though, becoming very windy. North winds up to 45 miles per hour with temperatures hovering near 30. Tonight's low 12, sunny and 37 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now we have a cloudy sky, 25 degrees, a north wind gusting to 45 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill of 8. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. On a Monday morning, that means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, how are you this morning? Kind of cold out there.
It's way cold out there. I've heard that some of our events for Veterans Day have been canceled. They were going to hold something at the Veterans Memorial Park today, but the weather's not cooperating.
No, it's not. Listen, I just want to give you a quick chance to give us your reaction to the election. You do have a life ahead of you, though, don't you?
Well, you know, the reality is I think my son probably framed it best, and we didn't know this on election night. We learned just yesterday that someone asked him on election night what he thought of the election results, and of course he's 34 years old, so he's no young man. He said, "The reality is I get my dad back." And you know, what people probably don't recognize is the sacrifice that families make when you take on an assignment like I've taken on. And so you're exactly right. There is life after being mayor, and probably owe my family a little bit of time and certainly some opportunity to give them their dad back.
And, you know, you've already made the comment, you're not looking to get back into politics again, are you?
No, we've been 25 years in local politics. I think we've put in our time.
Okay. We've got business tomorrow in the Wichita City Council meeting. I'm looking at the agenda, and I'm seeing several requests for the issuance of industrial revenue bonds. The biggest one looks like it's coming from Spirit. Want to comment on what they're going to do with that up to $23 million in bonds?
Well, that's part of that program that they'd already initiated, where they said they would hire at least 1,000 employees, and they're finishing that out. And they hired more than 1,000 employees. So they're just going to continue to expand their footprint and invest in Wichita, and that's a great thing. You know, I think that we received some news just recently. It'd been nice if it would come out before last week, that Wichita grew faster than the rest of the nation in the first or second quarter of 19.
Wow. Interesting. Well, you know, that Spirit bond money, as I was looking it over, it looks like they're just kind of expanding facilities and doing a lot of stuff out there, and they just need some more room and some more money to do it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And so they're going to continue to expand their footprint in Wichita and hire more people as they continue to build some of the best planes in the world.
There are also bond requests from someone called or a company called IH2 and also from WAM Investments. Any comment on either of those?
Yeah. So some of the bonds are for the new medical university that's coming downtown.
Okay. Is that the WAM
and
part
I
of it?
I don't know. So I don't know what name they're going under.
Oh, okay.
I don't have my agenda in front of me, but I was thinking they were ICT something, but okay. You know, they're building four different buildings out. So they have a boutique hotel, a culinary school with a food court, a medical university, a dormitories for the university. It's the renovations of the old state office building and that entire block of buildings in that area. It's an incredible investment and going to bring a lot of energy to downtown, and that's a big project for Wichita. It's one of the, I think, 15 or 20 projects listed to be either completed or underway in 2020, and so you're gonna see incredible growth in 2020 from all of this stuff that people want to bring to our city. This is a new medical university coming to Wichita for the first time, a doctor of osteopathic school.
I've noticed a great big old crane down there right in the middle of downtown, pretty close to where the Fidelity Bank is. I'm sure that has to do with all this that's going on down there.
Well, that's the new four-story parking garage with first-floor retail. And then next year there's going to be another big T-crane downtown when IMA starts on their building. And we haven't, you know, we haven't seen a T-crane in downtown in nearly 20 years, and now we're going to have two of them.
Yeah, how about that? That's kind of what I was thinking. I haven't seen one down there for a while.
So it's nice to see. It's nice to see the excitement. Of course, the ballpark's coming along, and that's going to bring a lot of new opportunities to that river corridor. And they'll soon announce one of those opportunities that they're bringing to the river corridor and its growth and excitement and new energy, and going to change Wichita.
Veterans Day today. Anything you'd like to say about our veterans today on this day?
Well,
that we
I had the opportunity Saturday to participate in our veterans parade and then share some remarks. I mean, we owe so much to our veterans, and our family's been fortunate. You know, my sister took care of Eddie Graham, who was a World War II veteran that survived the Bataan Death March, and he passed away this year, just a few days short of his 102nd birthday, but just an incredible man who made unbelievable sacrifices, spent 3.5 years in various POW camps. And there's so many stories like Eddie Graham's. And so we owe so much to those that have sacrificed, and even those that obviously in the families of those that sacrificed. So can't thank enough of our veterans, and would encourage everyone to thank the veterans today so that they can appreciate all of the freedoms that they have.
Thank you for being with us, Mr. Mayor, and we will check with you again next week. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. It's Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. All right, 7:42 here on this Monday morning. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk about Spirit seeking money to expand facilities. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.